Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Friday, November 10th.
Far too many Palestinians have been killed. Far too many have suffered these past weeks.
That's Secretary of State Antony Blinken, giving one of his most direct condemnations of the civilian death toll in Gaza.
Much more needs to be done to protect civilians and to make sure that humanitarian assistance reaches them.
It comes as a diplomatic cable obtained by CNN shows American diplomats warning the Biden administration that strong support for Israel's destructive and deadly military campaign in Gaza in response to the October 7th Hamas attacks is costing its support in the Arab world. The U.S., including Blinken, have publicly pushed back against calls for a ceasefire and instead insist humanitarian pauses are needed for people to get to safety. But the top UN human rights official today has raised doubts over Israel's unilateral establishment of safe zones in Gaza, saying that nowhere within the territory was safe for civilians. President Joe Biden is set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in what are highly anticipated talks. That's according to senior administration officials who say it'll take place on Wednesday in San Francisco. These talks are an effort to slow a downward spiral in relations between the two countries, but they likely won't thaw tensions completely. White House aides say just the fact that the meeting is taking place is a positive sign after months of friction. U.S. officials want to walk away from the talks with a framework for managing what they call successful competitive relations between the two powers. Wednesday's summit will be only the second time the two leaders have met in person in the last 3 years. And it's expected they'll touch on issues like Taiwan and limits Biden placed on advanced technology that's exported to China. In Washington, a source familiar with the matter says the federal government is starting to prepare for a possible shutdown. Yeah, you heard that right. And no, it's not Groundhog Day. And while the government did narrowly avoid a similar scenario a little more than a month ago, that stopgap deal only provided funding until November 17th. And so, the clock is, once again, ticking. House Speaker Mike Johnson hasn't outlined a plan to keep the lights on quite yet. And in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has taken the first steps to put a funding bill on the floor that could act as a backdrop measure if the House can't pass a bill. One senior GOP congressman told CNN, quote, "The House is a mess. Nothing surprises me anymore." CNN's Lauren Fox is at Capitol Hill.
Yes, lawmakers typically find a way forward, but there's just not that much time to figure it out. And this is a new speaker. No one really knows how Mike Johnson is going to operate in a crisis, especially as he is getting messaging from his right flank and his moderate members that really is at odds with one another. So that is why you're starting to see so much nervousness in the House of Representatives.
In some good news about the environment, deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon dropped by more than 22% in the 12 months through July. The Brazilian government data shows progress is being made on President Lula da Silva's pledge to rein in destruction in the world's largest rainforest, as its protection is seen as vital to curbing climate change. But this year's deforestation rate is still nearly twice that of the all-time low in 2012, and far from Lula's pledge to reach zero deforestation by 2030. A man survives a crocodile attack by biting back. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
An Australian cattle farmer has managed to survive a crocodile attack after biting the huge predator on the eyelid. Colin Devereaux told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation he was working near a pond when a crocodile latched onto his right foot. Devereaux says he was shaken like a rag doll and kicked the crocodile before falling over with his head near the crocodile's head. That's when he bit its eyelid, describing it as, quote, "pretty thick, like holding on to leather," A second later, the crocodile let go, and Devereaux says he managed to roll over and run away. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
There have been a lot of jerks making the news week after week, and if you need a little pettiness to go with your politics, Hysteria from Crooked Media is the podcast for you. I'm Erin Ryan, political commentator and comedy writer.
I'm former Obama White House Deputy Chief of Staff Alyssa Mastromonaco, and each week we discuss everything from the profound to the downright absurd.
Joined by a crew of hilarious women from coast to coast, Hysteria leaves no stone unturned, from reproductive rights to the hottest trending topics.
New episodes of Hysteria drop every Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.